Lezech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas. Lezech Nishmas Daniel Lashayna Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai, it's so good to see everybody today. Again, we begin with thank the Rav, Rav Orhan Shlita, for bringing us all together. It's still times that we are not able yet to resume the shiur in the shul as was in the past. Hopefully the time will come that we'll be able to do that, but we thank the Rav for bringing us together in these difficult times, and hopefully things will get better and better, Bez Hashem. If anyone is interested to sponsor a shiur, Zecha Nishmas, Lefur Shleimo, or anything like that, could go on the website, the HeichelMoshe.com website, and do so. And again, we thank the Rav, and we begin the shiur. Okay, today's shiur is continuing in Yonei Hatzah. Be'ez Hashem, the next couple of the 46th shiur on Hatzah. Be'ez Hashem, the plan of action, Be'ez Hashem, is shiur 47, 48, 49 will continue to be in Hatzah. Shiur 50 will be our 250th shiur on Hilchas Shabbos, will Be'ez Hashem be about the international dateline. And those that are travelers, you know, and go past the dateline and have to know when to keep Shabbos, I never was zocher to pass the dateline, but I get shilas about that by people who do cross the dateline, spending Shabbos in Japan, spending Shabbos in New Zealand, you know, so that's up and coming. We probably might have one shiur before Tisha B'Av and Yonei Tisha B'Av, and then Be'ez Hashem, I think we're going to be doing a series on Inyanei Muktzah, you know, halachas of Muktzah.
You have
the Satmarav's Tshuva
about the international dateline. Well, I have very sharp against people who make Shabbos on another day. It's extremely vehement.
Yeah, you're right. In other words, he wanted the regular Saturday.
Yeah. So whatever day is Saturday, Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, the Chazon Ish was a very independent person in this regard. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time, I think somebody wrote it by a doctorate on the Chazon Ish, Dr. Brown. And I think he writes that it was the first time that the Chazon Ish came out in public. Chazon Ish was a very private person. He was, Nechba Lakelim. And the first time that he had a public position was on the international dateline. And he came out against the mainstream. He came out, it required a tremendous amount of self-confidence to do so. But we'll get to that. Really, we could spend the whole year speaking about the international dateline. But I figured if we're having 250 shiurim on the Lama Tes Malacha, so the 250th shiur, Bez Hashem, will be about the dateline, Bez Hashem. And then I'd like to do Hilchas Muktzah. I think that's also very Nogei Lamaisa. People always asking questions about moving electrical appliances, moving the fan on Shabbos, moving snow on Shabbos, different things, if there's an Erev, and different things like that come up, you know, moving the leichter of the candles after they go out, and all types of halachas that are very, very nogei lemaisa, and that. So Bez Hashem coming attractions, Pesiyat Dishmaya. Okay. Tonight we're going to speak a little bit about Misasek B'Hotzah, for Hotzah Yidei Katan. Meaning like this. There's a concept in Halacha, in Hilchas Shabbos, of Shogeg, and a concept of Misasek. What does Shogeg mean? Shogeg means you made a mistake. You didn't do it b'mezi, you didn't do it purposefully. So what does it mean you made a mistake? Say I went out on the street on Shabbos, there's no Erev, and I forgot there's some tissues in my pocket. Is that a show gig? No. That's not a show gig. It's not amazing either, but it's not a show gig. What is a show gig? A show gig means that either I forgot it was Shabbos, so I know I'm carrying something, but I forgot it was Shabbos. Or I know I'm carrying something, but I forgot that this is also to do on Shabbos. In other words, both the scenarios of shogeg, you're totally aware of what you're doing. You know you're carrying something. But either you forgot it was Shabbos, so therefore that's why you're carrying something, or you forgot that it was forbidden to do that on Shabbos. But both scenarios, you know you were doing an action. But if you don't know you're doing the action, for example, I'll give you two examples. One example is you forgot, you're in a community, there's no Erev, and you went outside, and later you found that there was something in your pocket that you neglected to remove. So that's called Misasik. Because there, it's not like the shogeg. Shogeg, again, means you forgot it was Shabbos or you forgot this is Usser. But you know what you were doing, you knew. But Misasik means you didn't know you were doing the action, Bechlal. So what does that mean? Either it means that you didn't know that you were carrying that you've had something in your pocket, or you knew you had something in your pocket, but you didn't realize the Erev was down. So that's Misasik. And the difference in halacha between shogeg and misasik is a shogeg, you still have to bring a korban. You still have to bring a korban chatas. Misasik, you putter even from the korban. There's no korban by misasik. Why? Because again, misasik, you don't even realize that you're doing the action. Either you don't realize you're doing the action because you don't realize you have a tissue in your pocket, or you don't realize that you're doing the action because you thought the area was up and it really was not up. Okay? So that is misasik. Now, there is a famous tosis regarding misasik. On page 7, in Shabbos Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So Tosis here says that there are two scenarios of Misasik. So let's take a look of what he says. Here, take a look. In this Tosis. Yeah, I'll tell you where to which lines to look to. Yeah. Yeah. So he says here. Here, take a look. Well, the first word on the line is mechuber. Dehacha. You see where it says dehacha. The first word on the line is dehacha. The nirular benatam dehacha mairi. Beniskaven lachtoch tolosh v'nitzah shehu mechuber. So one scenario is like this: you saw an apple on the ground. Well, an apple is not the best example. You saw, say, a vegetable on the ground. And you thought the vegetable, and you wanted to take it to eat it. And the reason why you did it is because you thought that the vegetable was detached from the ground. And indeed, it was attached to the ground. So here, you knew you were picking up a vegetable. But you didn't know you were doing any action of detaching. because it was really attached to the ground and you thought you didn't realize that. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's misasik. Because even though you know you're taking this item, but you didn't know that the item was attached to the ground. It's sort of like, you know, you didn't realize what was going on here. So it's not a shogeg. It's a misasik. That's one type of misasik. When you think you just, because if it would be detached from the ground, there would be nothing wrong. If it was detached from the ground before Shabbos, there would be nothing wrong with picking it up. But since you didn't realize that, so when you picked it up, you were indeed detaching from the ground. So you violated a malacha on Shabbos of kotzer. So that's one type of misasik, where you didn't realize you were doing an action of iser. You didn't know you were doing an action of iser. So in other words, you knew that you were taking this piece, but you didn't realize that it was usher. That's one. Then he has another case here. Go a little further down. The first word on the line is Meleches Machsheves. Haynu b'niskavin lachtoch mechuber zeh v'chotoch mechuber acher. In other words, what if a person on Shabbos was planning to be mechal Shabbos? Right? And he knew it was attached to the ground. He knew it was attached to the ground. So he was going to pluck it out. But somehow he got diverted and he ended up plucking not the potato or the cucumber that he was initially saying. There was a big one and a small one and they were both attached. So he had in mind to detach it, but by mistake he ended up detaching the one that he was not intending to detach. So the first case is he didn't think he was doing an avera at all, and it turned out it was an avera. But that's not called shogeg, because again, shogeg only means you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot this is usher. You didn't forget that it was usher; you just didn't know the metzias. And the other case is that by mistake, you took the wrong vegetable. You know that you were aiming for one, and somehow you got diverted, and you ended up plucking out the other one. So you might have thought maybe that's called mazid even, right? Because you really wanted to do an avera. It's mazid. But no. It's misasik. Why? Because on Shabbos we have a special din of misasik. On Shabbos there's a din of meleches machsheves, which means that if in order it to be a melacha, your kavana, your intent, has to be fulfilled. So therefore, even though you wanted to do an avera of detaching on Shabbos, but somehow you wanted to pluck out A and you ended up plucking out B because you got your mind got distracted. In Hilchos Shabbos, we have a special halacha, meaning a more lenient halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that melechatz machsheves asra Torah. That if this wasn't your intent, somehow you got, distracted and you ended up plucking out something else, on Shabbos you'd be potter. The first halacha is when you had in mind to do something that you thought was mutter and it ended up it was asr. So that halacha is not specifically to Shabbos. That could be other areas also where you thought something was mutter and it ended up being asr. So the Tosus is mechadesh that there are two types of mesasek. There's a mesasek that you didn't realize this was a dover iser, because it turned it out, you thought it was detached and it was really attached. And the other case is a special Shabbos dikah halacha, where you try to detach A, and you knew you wanted to detach, but you ended up detaching B. So even though you had kavanah for an avera, but since it wasn't the one that you had in mind, it's going to be putter. You won't have to bring a korban. In either of these cases, both in the case of niskaven lachtoch tolish, and it ended up to be mechuber, or the case niskaven lachtoch mechuber zeh v'chatoch mechuber acher, is equally is both potter. So again, a shogeg, if you do it b'mezid, you chayev with edim, you chayev skila. If you do it b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. And if it's mesasek, you don't even have to bring a korban. Those are the three madregas. So there's a famous tshuva in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah, on page 8, and then going over to page 9. Here's the tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know, what if something's mesasek, you see somebody doing something b'mesasek. Say you see a fellow plucking fruit from the ground, and he thinks they're all detached, and you know they're all attached. So he said, that's mesasek. So you're not even chayv a korban. But the question is mesasek considered an avera? In other words, a shogig is an avera. In other words, if on Shabbos, I turn on the lights on Shabbos because I forgot it was Shabbos. Or I knew it was Shabbos, but I forgot that you're not allowed to turn on the lights. So that's an avera. It's an avera b'shogeg. You have to bring a korban. But mesasek, you don't even have to bring a korban. So is that indicative that it's not even a mais avera? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you see somebody doing something b'mesasek, right? Do you have to tell him? Or could you say, no, okay, he doesn't know. So it's not an avera for him. Like the question, one of the main questions is, say in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev happened to be down. So should the people came to shul. So should the rabbi announce it? Or should he say, no, if I'm going to announce it, then I'll make everyone into a mezid, because they're not going to be able to deal with it. And then they have things they want to take home, and they have their carriages and this and that, whatever. You know, the Erev's down. Should he announce it or should he not announce it? Because that's a mesasek. Is a mesasek an avera? Or a mesasek is not even an avera?
Right, Simon, it could be that there are different categories within mesasek. Like if you have the tissue in your pocket, you don't know. That could be one category. If you're trying to pick the cucumber and you get the potato, where you're affirmatively doing something that was wrong, but you just chose the wrong object, it could be a different category.
Right. So that's what. So we saw just now, like you said, that Rabbeinu Tam says that there are two types of mesasek. There's niskaven lachtoch tolish v'nimtza mechuber, meaning the object that you wanted to take is what you did, but you didn't realize that it was mechuber. You thought it was tolish. And the other mesasek is when you try to do action A and you end up doing action B. So you're not even aware of the action. So as Rabbi Agus just said, that the same thing you could say about by carrying on Shabbos. Because, you see, if a person is carrying something on Shabbos, he knows he's carrying, right? But he doesn't realize the Erev is down. So there, he knows he's doing a certain action, but he doesn't realize the Erev is down. That's one type of Mesasek. And the other type of misasik is that he just forgot it. He forgot the tissue in his pocket. There's no Erev in the community. And he just forgot it. So which is more chamor than which? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 9, where the arrow is on the left side. He says, "V'nirli dover chadash, dema dematina me'asher chata bo problem sasek, lo demasasek lo nases haveri klal, el demikri haveri b'shogeg." He says that misasek, maybe you're not chayiv a korban, but it's still an avera. It's still an avera. Mikri shigas ikser. Avamadim is. It's just. It's a lower form of shogeg. But he says that's only one type of. He's now Rabbi Kivager is making your distinction of the two types of misasik that we saw in Tosis. He's going to make that distinction. And he says like this. So this is what he's saying. It's a shtickle counterintuitive. But he's saying like this. In the case where you intended to pick up the apple, vegetable is a better example because it grows on the ground. You're tending to pick up the vegetable, and you thought it was tallish, and it was mechuber, but at least there, you did what you wanted to do. You wanted to get this particular item, and you got it. You just didn't know the mitzias, but whatever you wanted to do, you did. So even though you had an intent to do not to do an Avera, and it turned out that it was an Avera, so Lemaisa, it's not Shogeg, but it's Masasik, there's no Korban, but it's still an Avera. So if I see somebody on Shabbos that's about to take a vegetable from the ground, and I know that it's Mechuber, and he doesn't know, because he's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and he wouldn't be taking it if he would know. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that type of misasek, I have to what? I have to tell him. I have to tell him, because that's an Aveira. Misasek is a Ptur from Korban, but it's still an Aveira. But, in the case where he's doing something that he didn't have intent. He doesn't know Bechlal that he's doing. In other words, whatever he wanted to do, even though he had intent for Avera, but he had intent for Avera A and he did Avera B. So that is a lack of Melechas Machsheves. You see, when you did Mechavin Litloshasa Tolosh, and you picked up the Mechuber, so you accomplished what the action you wanted to accomplish. You wanted to pick up this particular item, and you picked up that particular item. You just didn't know that was attached to the ground or not. So that's called a misasik, and it's not lacking melechas machshavis, because your machshava was mekuyim. You just didn't know the reality. But, which is counterintuitive, when you try to do aveira A, and you ended up doing Avera B on Shabbos, that's called a lack of Melechas Machsheves, and therefore, if you did it on Shabbos, it's not even an Avera. Because when it's lacking Melechas Machsheves, that's not even an Avera. So Rav Yashiv once said, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz wrote an article about this as well, he said the same idea, that he says like this. And this is what Ranan, what you said along your lines is like this. If you were carrying on Shabbos and you didn't realize that you had the tissue in your pocket, right? The tissue was in the pocket. You didn't even realize you had the tissue in your pocket. So you don't even realize you're doing the action. So that's a lack of Melechas Machsheves. That's a lack of Melechas Machsheves. And it could be that you didn't do an aver even. I mean, it could be that the Mikra Adin, you're supposed to check, you know, there's a halacha chayav adam, the mashmish begodov, berev Shabbos, im chashecha, shim yishkach v'yesei. There is a halacha of checking your pockets before. But technically speaking, he was a mesasik. He didn't even realize, because what kind of mesasik? There are two types of mesasik. There's a mesasik b'kol haTorah kula, and there's a Shabbosnik mesasik. So b'kol haTorah kula, the mesasik is a case where you know the action, but you didn't know that it was aser. You miskaven lachtoch tolosh v'chotoch asa mechuber. But if a case where you don't even know, so one case is in the Tosas that you were trying to do A and B, but that it would apply to any case where you don't even know you're doing the action. So then that's a lack. There's no melechas machsheves. You didn't even know you were doing the action. So if you didn't even know you were doing the action, that is a different form, just like Ranan said. That was a different form of misasig, and that's not even considered what? A maisa avera. So Rav Yashiv said, Rav Ezra Schwartz says a similar thing, Rav Yashiv said, so if you didn't know that you had the tissue in your pocket and you were walking through the whole Shabbos, so it could be, maybe you didn't do an avera. Maybe you at least you should have, you were, you know, missed on Rabbi Smith, I'm giving you shiur now, I'll call you back. Okay, so you didn't do, but when the case where the Eruv was down, and you know you're carrying, so you know you're doing the action. You know you're doing the action. Just like the person knows he's plucking it off the ground and he thinks it's tallish, but it's really mechubar. So when the Eruv is down, you know you're doing the action. So that's more chomer. So according to the Shita of Tosis and this Rabbi Kiva Eiger, one would have to tell the person that the Eruv is down. Because now there could be another idea that if you know that he's not going to listen, then sometimes you have a concept of mutav yeshogim al yumizidin, you know, and any place that there's an Erev is only the Rabbanon anyway. That's the yisod of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that there are two types of mesasek. There's a mesasek when you don't know you're doing the action at all. On Shabbos, that's not even considered an avera. And the other mesasek is when you know you're doing the action. You know you're doing the action. You know you're carrying, but you just didn't realize that the Eruv was down. So that is another, so you wouldn't be chayiv a korban. But that would be considered a maisa avera. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, and the suhadin, if you wanted to do avera A and you ended up doing avera B, that's also a misasik, and that misasik also is not considered an avera. So that's what he says over here. That's the Dover Chadash he says over here. And then he has a discussion from another halacha. Say for example on page 10 he says, what's the din of shatness? A person's, right, the Gemara in Brachas says that if a person is wearing shatness and he finds out it's shatness, so he has to remove it right away, even if he's in the street, right? Hamotze kalayim bebigdo, poshto afilu, afilu b'shuk. If it's shot in his deraisa, if it's only drabanan, then we say kovet habrius takes precedence. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this, v'chashavti, on page 10. Says v'chashavti l'havi raya mimad amrin and brachas hamotzi kelayim bebeged poshto afil b'shuk ubaskin dim hu'eno yodei sheish kelayim v'achar ra'ot tzarch l'hagi lo afil b'shuk l'poshto. Because we hold that even though you don't know that this suit has shatnez in it, but someone else happens to know. He happens to know, so then he's mechuyif to tell him. He's mechuyif to tell him right away, because he's doing an aveira. So Rabbi Kiva asks, but why? If he doesn't know, kevin the yodei she bebigdo kelayim havi mesasik, isn't that mesasik? He doesn't even know he's wearing shatnas. And there's no Isser, no Raisa. So you see from here that it must be there is an Isser by Misasik. There's no Korban. But then he says no, because there's halacha by Misasik that if you're getting pleasure, say, Misasik Mechalovim Varayas. In other words, you by mistake are eating Chalev, but you thought you were eating the kosher fat and it was a non-kosher fat, so then you chayev, because whenever you get pleasure by misasik, you're still chayev. But that's the Rabbi Kivager's idea. Now, the Avnei Nezer, the Kosher Glover, rather, has a chiddush here. He was talking about the things that we talked about in the past, about having a katan, right? We discussed last week and the week before about there's a prohibition of having your child do malacha for you, right? Say there's no Erev, and you want to have your kid, your below bar mitzvah kid, carry your chumash and your siddur and your talis, you know, so the simple pshat is that it's forbidden to do that, because lo sasa malacha ata ubincha, right, so the halacha is that your child cannot do something for you, right, and you violate the isra of lo sasa malacha ata ubincha. So the Kosher Glover, Eretz Tzvi, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Lublin, after the Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, was the Rosh Hashiva, he was his successor. Eretz Tzvi. He was murdered. They dedicated part of the library in his memory, in YU. One floor in the library was dedicated to his memory. So here he has a tshuva to try to be melamed chus on people who are having their children carry things for them. So again, it's only a limud chus, as he writes here on page 17. Limud chus al minig lahotzi al yidei katan. So, you know, still we shouldn't do it l'chatchila, but he's trying to be melamed chus for people who were doing it. So he points out a tosis and chulin on daf. Tosis and chulin on daf yud beis and beis on page 12. Where tosis, the discussion here is that a cotton's actions are like misasik. Those halachically, the actions of a minor are like, not like just like shokik, they're like misasik. And he gives you an example. if a katan is shechting a korban. So a korban, there are two things. Not only you have to in mind that it's a korban, you have to have in mind which korban it is. Because if you don't have the proper kavanah of which korban it is, so then it's no good. It's no good. So he says over here, if you have a korban, and the katan shechs it, here the tosis, look in the tosis, katan yesh lo machshava. He says katan, so the line that begins Lishmon. Heishlom the stomach the cotton gora the ain lo das lohavin shein kotchim. The sova shein chulin. Favale misasik apostle. He says that when a cotton does something, when he shechs a korban, so not only is it that when a cotton shechs, he doesn't have in mind that it's a shlomim, a chattas. It's worse than that. His kavana is if he has kavana for something totally different. So in other words, the machshava of a katan is not only a machshava that he thought it was korban A, it's korban B. He thinks it's like chulin in his mind. He doesn't understand this distinction. So the action of a katan, says Tosfos, and the way Kavosh Glov explains is a total misasik. When a katan does something, his mind is halpi halacha. You can have a kid who is a smart kid, and he understands things very well. But like someone mentioned last week, halpi din, we only view his mindset as misasik. So he says. So therefore, a katan, when he does something. Say, for example, you tell the katan to carry your talis for you on Shabbos in the street, so that's considered like he's a misasik. It's considered like he's a misasik. And we said that if there's no melechas machsheves, right? So we said the example would be like you're carrying a tissue in your pocket and you forgot by mistake. So there's no melechas machsheves even. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if there's no melechas machsheves, not only there's no chiyuv korban, there's no aveira, midoraisa. He says, but Rabbi Kiva Eger says, midrabanan, there could still be an aveira. But midoraisa is no aveira. Because you don't even, if al pidin, so midoraisa, is no, there's no aveira. So that's So he wants to be melamed tzchus. He says like this, but could be still midrabanan. But he says like this, that the assumption was in many places that in Europe, when they built the Erevin in the cities in Europe, they were the Varsha and other cities. They were assuming that the cities were all carmelises. That the streets weren't straight, or there wasn't shishim ribo, or whatever heter they were relying on. So the Kavosh Glov wants to suggest that by hotzah, if you tell a katan to do hotzah, and really it's only a karmelis, since anyway hotzah on Shabbos, you see hotzah on Shabbos we mentioned last week is very interesting. Because when a person does the Akira from the Rishus HaYachid, so he has to have in mind that he's bringing it out to the Rishus HaRabim. But if he picked it up with intent to just move it from one place in the house to another place in the house, and he didn't have in mind to bring it out, so then even if he ends up bringing it out, he's not chayef. That was, and Rav Elie Bril pointed out the Chidush HaRim's Tshuva that we learned last week, is that any time a katan does a maisa hotzah, he doesn't. We view his das as not, even though he's smart enough. You know, a lot of katanim know what they're doing, but al pidin it's considered like a misasik. So al pidin it's considered like a misasik. So his akira is not considered an akira because it's not noticeable that when he picks it up that he's planning to bring it outside. Maybe he's just planning to. to just bring it from one part of the house to the other part of the house. So says the Kashya Glover Lamaisa, if the cotton is told to take the talus from the person's house, from the father's house, and take it to shul for the father. So the pashtus says you should never do such a thing. You should never do such a thing because lemaisa, you know, it's you're violating los hasamlocha atol bincha. But the kashya glover wants to be melamed zchus on the people in Europe that were doing this. So he wants to base it on the Rebbe Kiva Eger that we just learned. And now he writes here on page 20. He says, Lanias daiti, with the second arrow on page 20 on the right side. Lanias daiti haklusha rutusha. Yesh lahosif dinem shut Rebbe Kiva Eger chidesh dimisasek afshem nismaid mikorban. Bikomokom isur daraisi yeshbo. Achshem chalak ben advekim. But he says there are two types, like Ranan said. There are two types of misasek. There's misasek nixkavi lachtoch tolosh v'nimtza mechuber. That's malachas machshavis, because he did what you wanted to do. The pal also dover shekivin alav. Ach, shenismayit mitzad bo pradlo misasek. V'zei yesh isu doraitza. Om the miskavi lachtoch mechuber zev, v'chaltoch mechuber acher. In other words, you didn't accomplish your malachas machshavis. You wanted to do A, and you ended up doing B. In Hilchas Shabbos, that's not Melechus Machshavos, and it's not an Issur D'oraisa even. It's only an Issur D'rabbanan. It was a Leki Issur D'oraisa, like Issur D'rabbanan. So therefore he says, so it's an Issur D'rabbanan, but maybe if the whole thing you're doing anyway is a D'rabbanan, and the whole, in other words, it's a Issur D'rabbanan, Melechus Machshavos. But even if you would do it B'mezid, it would be a D'rabbanan, so maybe in such a case, there wouldn't be even any Issur D'rabbanan either, at all. Because it's like you're doing a misasek on a derabbanan, and it's a Shabbos stick of misasek that you don't even realize. So in other words, like you're carrying b'karmelis b'misasek. So karmelis itself is only a derabbanan, and you're doing it b'misasek. You don't even realize that you're doing it. So even though here the kid realizes he's doing it, he's carrying his father's talis. But since he's a cotton, and Tosfos says the maisa of a cotton is considered a misasek, so memela, and the whole iser that he's doing is only the rabbanon, so maybe there's no iser at all. That was his limud zchus on. But the question is, what once he puts it down, so then you see. The first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos says if he has a question case of the onion, the balabais, right? If the onion's outside, he's trying to get an adava, and the usher and the balabais is inside, and he puts his hand in, and he puts something in his hand. So there's a whole different cases in the, but it seems that if you. If the Adi puts his hand in and then the Baal Bais takes something from him, so that would be an Issur D'rabbanan, because each one did one part of the Malacha. Each one did one part of the Malacha. So you see that putting it down is also, if you just do a Hanacha, that's one part of the Malacha. So the Tosfos Ritz said, no, it's not true. It's if somebody, this is the question like this. Say somebody comes into your house. They bring something from the street and they come into your house and they're still walking. So they never did a hanacha. And then you take it from them and you put it down. So the Tosfos Ritz Shita is that since he's already in the house, so, and you put it down, you just did a hanacha, that's Mutta Lagamre. See, if he was standing outside and putting his hand out and then you take it from him, that's a derabbanan, because his body is still outside the house. So when you took the item from his hand, lemaisa, you did. You took the item from his hand, so lemaisa, you did a shtickel aveira, at least a derabbanan, because the guy wasn't even inside; he was outside. He's put his hand in. But if the guy is inside, he walked inside with his whole body, and he's inside. And now you take it from him. So the Tosfos Ritz says that's not even an Issur D'rabbanan. It's against the Magen Avraham. The Kashya Glover, that Avni Dezer points out, because the Magen Avraham here on page 6 says, he talks about the mailman. The mailman comes on Shabbos, So say he comes in your house, and he's walking in your house. He comes in, and you take it from him before he stopped. So the Magen Avraham says that's an issur d'rabbanan to do that, because you're doing it hanacha. So you have to wait till he puts it down, and then you can pick it up. That's what the Magen Avraham says on page 6. But the Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, because once he's in your house, even though he didn't do a hanacha, and now you're doing a hanacha, hanacha alone is nothing. Only in the case of the Mishnah and Shabbos, where the guy was still outside and you do the hanacha, is it something? So he says, so that same thing over here. When the kid is doing the hanacha, so now it's nikar that he's doing a hanacha, because hanacha doesn't need a special kavana like akira does. Akira needs a kavana that you're going to take it out. Hanacha is just hanacha; doesn't need a. But lemaisa, when the kid does the hanacha, he's already in the house. So he's just in the house, and you do hanacha. That's not even an iser derabon. So that's how he is the lamed zchus. And then the other discussion that the kosher glover has. And we discussed this once before. What if somebody carries from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid? Say, the father says to his son, I want you to carry my talis to shul. So what does that mean? So what is the son going to do? He's going to pick up the talis, and he's going to walk outside, and he's going to, till he gets to the shul. So that's called going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So this is a machloikis between the Rashba and Tosfos. Because there, the Akira and the Hanacha were in the Rishus HaYachid. In other words, we want to know, did he violate Mavir Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabim if he didn't do an Akira and Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim? So he says that the sheet of Tosfos is, it's an Issa D'Raisa, but the Rashba says it's only an Issa D'Rabbana. So there's a famous tshuva from the Shari Tzion. He says that, say for example, you tell a goy to carry something from you, to bring it from one place to the other. Maybe it's only Rishus HaRab, only El Carmelis, but is he allowed to do that? So he says, so maybe there's a heter, because you're telling him to go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid Derech Rishus HaRabim. And if you hold like Tosfos, that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. And if there's some type of Tzorach, then the Issur D'Rabbanan could be, if you hold like the Rashba rather, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Even though he might stop in the middle of the street. And if he stops in the middle of the street, well, that's called a Hanacha, if he stops in the middle of the street. So that's called a hanacha. But says the Shari Tzion, but that was his own will. You never told him to do that. That's not what you asked him to do. You just asked him to bring from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Now he might stop in the middle because he wants to schmooze with somebody or might whatever. But that's not what you told him. You didn't tell him to do a Doraisa, even though he ended up doing a Doraisa because he stopped in the middle of the street. So Mamela, that's not considered an Isser telling him to do an Isser Deraisa, because you only told him to do a Derabanan. So therefore that could knock it down to another level. But that's a fascinating idea here. So let's just review a little bit. We said in Shabbos there are three halachas. If you mechal Shabbos b'mezid, so then you chayv skila. If it's be'edim b'hasra, if it's no edim b'hasra, you do. You still chayv b'nei shamayim, but that's b'mezid. B'mezid means you know what you're doing. You know that's an avera. You know what you're doing. And b'zman chazal, you means you got hasra. That's a deraisa. Shogig means shigas Shabbos or shigas melacha. Shogig just means that you know what you're doing. You know you're carrying, but either you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot that it's also to carry. But you knew you were carrying. And misasek means you didn't even know you were carrying. You didn't even know. Either we gave two examples, like Rabbi Yashiv, as Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out, that one example is where you You don't even know you're doing in the action because you forgot the tissue in the pocket, or you thought the Erev was up and it was really down. So that's a Masasek, you don't have to bring a Korban. The only question is, do at least, is it a Maisavera? If I see you doing it, do I have to tell you? In other words, I know the Erev is down, and I see you carrying, and I know you don't know it's down. So should I tell you or not? So that's what Rav Yashiv says. When it comes to the Masasek, where you don't even know you're doing the action, like you don't even know you have a tissue in your pocket, and I know you do, so then that's not an Avera at all. You don't have to tell them. Because that's not even Melechas Machsheves. But when the Erev is down, that's more Chomer, because you know you're doing the action. You know you're doing the action, but Lemaisa, you know you, but you didn't realize that it was down. So the Erev is down, so it's a Masasek, so there is more Chomer than there's a Maisa Avera. It's brought down, Rabbi Gavriel Bechafer in his Sefer brings down that Rabbi Chaim Brisker used to say that you don't have to announce the Erev down. In other words, if you could announce it, obviously, and people will be able to. But he says, Meikar Din, if it's in the middle, say, in the middle of Shabbos, and everyone's carrying things, and if they're going to, you tell them that it's down, it's going to cause problems. So Reb Chaim says you don't have to tell them that it's down because he held against the way I think Rabbi Schwartz explains and bring down Rabbi Schwartz wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak about this that Rabbi Reb Chaim held not like Tosis. In other words, what Ranan Ege said before that it's two dinim, that's Tosis Shita. But according to the Rambam, it could be there's only one type of Masasek. In other words, there are no two separate categories. And according to the Rambam, they're the same separate category. That either you don't know that not knowing the tissue in your pocket and not knowing that the Erev is down is all the one and the same, and therefore it's a Masasek. And if your old Masasek is not an Avera, so then you wouldn't have to tell them. And that's what is brought down. I think Rabbi Beckhofer brings down from Rav Chaim Brisker and Rabbi Schwartz discusses this topic and this distinction, like Rabbi Yashiv said. But an interesting shaila, whether there's two types of masasek, and we make the distinction between knowing the action versus not knowing. There was the tissue case in your pocket, you don't even know that you're doing the action, you just forgot there was tissue there. The Erev case, you know you're carrying, you just don't know the Erev's there. That could be more chomer, but according to Reb Chaim, it's brought down that Reb Chaim held that there's no two dinim in masasek. In either case, whether you don't know that you're doing the action or you don't know you're doing an Avera because you don't know the Erev's down, that's not called Shogeg. Again, Shogeg is only when you forget it was Shabbos or you didn't know the Halacha. But if you don't know the Erev is down, that's Masasek. Or if you don't know there's a tissue in your pocket, that's Masasek. And the question is, do we make the distinction between those two or do we say it's all one thing? And in Reb Chaim, the way some explain, maybe Reb Schwartz and others explain that that Reb Chaim Shita is that according to the Rambam, there's only one type of Masasek, and neither of them are Maisa Avera, so he held that you won't necessarily even have to announce it, obviously before Shabbos, and the people will be able to prepare themselves, of course you announce it. But in the middle of Shabbos, where everyone's carrying, and it's going to cause a whole problem, so Rav Yashu said, according to Tosis, you'd have to announce it, but the Reb Chaim Brisker said, that, and perhaps he's working where some want to point out with the Rambam Shita, you wouldn't have to announce it. So, and the Kosher Glover's word is that whatever a cotton does is called Masasek, and it's not Melechas Machsheves, and therefore, if anyway carrying in the area that where they're making the Erev is only a Carmel, it's only the Rabbanon, so it's a Masasek under the Rabbanon, maybe it's not a problem, so therefore he was saying that maybe that's the Limud Zchus, one of the Limud Zchus for people who are asking their kids to carry things for them on Shabbos. But again, it's a Limud Zchus, but for sure you should not do this. You know, it's a Limud Zchus l'mafreya for those that did it, but you should never do it. You should never have a child do. Rabbi Sif always would say that people do that. They don't know Hilchas Shabbos. They do these things. A goy obviously is much more kal, because a goy is only a drabonim when a goy does. So, and a goy is not always mutter for a goy to tell a goy, but there are some cases where it's mutter for, you know, to tell a goy, but not all cases is a mutter to tell a goy. It has to be a hefseid or shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah. But to tell a katan to do something for you in Shabbos is much more chomer. But the mice in Europe, people did that. So that's what the truth of the kashuk lover, he wants it to try to be malamitzchus on these people. So one of his limud ischus is what we said today, based on the principle of masasik, that if a person's a masasik and so it normally means he doesn't realize that he's doing the malacha. He doesn't really say the tissue in the pocket, or he doesn't realize the erev is down. But Tosa says, but a katan al pidin is a masasik. Even though he can be a brilliant 10-year-old, but al pidin it's considered a masasik. So, and if you hold the Einlan Rishus Harabim Bezman Hazeh, that's only a Carmelis, like they were philosophers in Europe, so then it could be a Masasik on a Derabanan, and that was his limud schus of why people were doing it. But again, you shouldn't do it. You should never tell a kid to do something, because it's a serious avera, a potential daraisa to do such a thing. Pasuk, we're all familiar. Lo sasa malacha, ata ubincha. Ata ubincha. You shouldn't do a malacha. Okay, Shabbos. So this is a fascinating topic of misasik, the Tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eger. And okay, and again, we thank everyone for coming. We thank the Rav Shlita, Rav Voron Shlita, for bringing us all together, even though we're not in the same physical location. But we're all together, and it's a big schus for the Rav and for the Kehila. And we, even though we, you know, we're not physically on 91st Street in the West End Avenue, but we should realize that this whole Asifa stamps from there. And again, everyone who wants to sponsor a shiur to help the shul, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a phrase in English, out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you're there, you think more. When you're not physically there, you know, sometimes out of sight, out of mind. So we shouldn't be out of sight, out of mind. So anyone can help, you know, in being toimech Torah through you know, going on the website of heichalmoshe.com to sponsor a shiur, or whatever one could do to help the shul is greatly appreciated. And again, more chizik that we're not physically in the shul, and we shouldn't be nichshol in the out of sight, out of mind. And Bez Hashem, we should continue. Bez Hashem, we're going to have more shiurim. As I said, we're going to be doing shiurim, something on Tisha B'Av, but before Tisha B'Av, Bez Hashem, and we're going to finish up Hotzah. Then we're going to end up this series of 250 shiurim with the international dateline. Then Bez Hashem, as we mentioned, we're going to be learning in Yonei Mukta on Shabbos, which is very nogei, on Shabbos Yontif is very nogei l'maisa. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and it's good to see everybody. And we thank everyone for coming. And it's always a big schus to have us together, and we're able to now have, you know, like Mark Bienenfeld was from the Asara Rishonim of Ashia. He lives in Florida now, and so he can't come, but now he can come. So there's an upside to this to the Zoom experience, that we have people who are, you know, there's a phrase in my daughter showed me on the computer. There's a phrase that after Pesach you wish your neighbor a guten Zummer. A guten Zoomer. So on the computer, my daughter showed me, somebody wrote, a guten Zoomer, because everyone's using Zoom this summer. So it's a new translation of a guten Zoomer, a guten Zoomer. So Bez Hashem, we should continue to learn together. And Bez Hashem, we look forward to the day that we have George Lintz here from L.A. So we have a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, from Arba Kanfos Haaretz. So Bez Hashem, we should continue. Bracha v'hatzlacha to the Rav and the Kehila, and everyone should be well. And Bez Hashem, we'll see each other next week. Bez B'siyata D'Shmaya.